Good morning. Everybody hear this okay? Want to welcome everybody. I'm glad to see that we have some visitors with us today. We are very glad that you are with us. Always glad to worship with you. Very glad that, and we feel blessed here being so close to the Strip and so forth, that the people staying here in town have such a convenient place to come worship. We need to remember many of our own members who are out of town right now during the holidays and so forth. If you're visiting with us and if there's anything we can do for you, be sure and let us know. If you need a ride back to where you're staying or whatever, or if you have questions, just get with one of us. Want to go ahead and get into our lesson. We're going to be looking at this past year. What a year! You know, it seems like we could say that for all of them, but this has been a unique year. I can't believe it's already over. I mean, where does it go? I look at the, especially looking at the kids. I look at Carson, how he's just, you know, I heard he's in high school now, and it's just like, where does it go? You know, I look at the other kids, and, you know, Leah's probably in 2 weeks going to pass me in height, you know, but which is not much, but she shouldn't be that big. But we're going to look back at this year. There's been a number of good things, number of challenges. Who would have thought that COVID would still be? You know, we were saying we were hoping it was past last year, that the worst is over and it's still hanging on. You know, the argument of vax and no vax. I was hoping that all the riot and lootings and stuff would have been over. It still continued this year. I think political stress would fit in, whether we're talking 2021, 1968, 2007, whatever. You know, there's always political stress. But the thing that I want us to focus on, the church has remained. With or without the stress, the pandemic, whatever, the church is still here. We had a break-in this past September, 2 weeks in a row. Don't know if it's one of the, you know, have no idea. Don't know if somebody, you know, don't know if it's one of you just didn't like what I was saying. I doubt that. I don't know if it was one of those TikTok challenges that you hear, you know. But 2 weeks in a row, we come in and many of the windows had been busted out. And that's how we started off our Sunday Lord's Day, seeing that windows had been broken. And what did we do? We panicked and put a closed sign up, and everybody went back home and went to bed. People chipped in. We got brooms. We started sweeping up, cleaning up, and we had worship service with or without broken windows. 2 weeks in a row. Tracy read verses 13 through 18, but at the end of that passage, you know, Jesus was asking people, who do people say that I am? And they had a variety of answers. Some people thought that Jesus was John the Baptist come back to life. Elijah, the prophets, he was all that and then some. And then Jesus asked, who do you say that I am? And of course it was Peter. You know, if you had a quarter and you wanted to bet on it, bet Peter's going to be the one to speak up. But he says, you're the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus praises him for that comment. And he goes on to say, and on this rock, that confession that you just made about me being the Son of God, on this rock, I will build my church. And the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. It does not mean that I will build my church and Christians will never have any trials. The gates of Hades will not prevail against it in spite of trials and tribulations, and they will have their share. One of the things of this past year, we've gained some members. Some people have moved in. We've gained some people that watch us every week live streaming. I was just getting comfortable with the technology of the 20th century. And now the 21st century is, you know, we're 21 years into it. But this live streaming stuff, I'm still not quite understanding it. But people can watch us from half a world away. And they do. And hopefully they hear the gospel message preached each and every week. We've gained some people this way. We've had people move into the Las Vegas Valley and start worshiping with us. And we're glad of that. And we've gained some. But one of the things we need to remember, it's the Lord that adds to his number. In Acts 2:47 says, and the Lord added to the church daily those who were being saved. You don't join the church. You don't sign up. You don't get a decoder ring and a membership t-shirt or anything like that from us. Now, we don't add you. If you would like to be identified with working and worshiping with the South Valley congregation, great. Please identify yourself as that so we can utilize you. If you're visiting with us, we don't want to start plugging you in and cracking the whip on you to do stuff. But you're already a member. When you were baptized into Christ, the Lord added you to his church that the gate of Hades will not prevail against. We don't add you. We don't take you out of it. Now, I guess we can maybe take you off the board back there, the people that worship here. If you go, you know, a couple of years without showing your face, I guess it would be within our prerogative to maybe take your picture down that you don't worship here with us anymore. We're not taking you out of the Lamb's Book of Life. I don't have the eraser for what the Lord added. I mean, maybe take a picture down if you never show up and participate or identify yourself with us. But the Lord adds to the church. And we've been fortunate to add some people that worship here and work and contribute to the efforts of this congregation. But we always have to remember, it's not us. It's God. Paul says, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We have not had, this is the first calendar year that I can remember, we have not had a baptism here. First one I can remember. doesn't mean that there hasn't been seeds planted. I don't know God's timing. The seeds that were planted here may not even sprout here. We don't know. One thing that we do know, that we have contributed to baptisms. Just this past week, David Marub in Kenya, Kurt mentioned the missionaries we support. They had 6 baptisms. You know, hallelujah on that. We didn't have any here, but some people we support did. You know, there's not many weeks go by that Vallan Sivakumar in India or David Marub in Kenya don't report that they had baptisms. And we are a small part of that. God gave the increase. We've lost some. Some people have moved away and are worshiping in other states, other cities. It's interesting how some have moved away, but still worship with us online over the live stream. Many of us have experienced deaths of friends or family members this past year. And unfortunately, some may have fallen away from God. That's the sad and scary part of it. That some may have fallen away. In Revelation 2, the Apostle John records, says, and this is John recording what Jesus had told him. He says, "Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place, unless you repent." That's pretty straightforward. And then in the next chapter, "And to the angel of the church of the Laodiceans write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. I know your works, that you're neither cold nor hot. I wish that you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth." That is a very visual, colorful example here given for us. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 10, "Therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall." How many Christians, just in the Lord's church, at this time, right now, if you go back a year ago, were in attendance, read their Bible, attended worship, prayed? And how many just 1 year later are not? Still believe in God. Still love God. If they took a government survey, they'd say they're a Christian. But they've drifted. No one thinks they're going to fall away. That's not on people's list of things to do today. It happens. Next year, 1 year from now, let's make sure none of us this could be applied to. Hate to be a little somber right now. 3, We look back at this year, sound doctrine has been taught. The sermons, both morning and night, I hope, more than anything, I hope sound doctrine has been taught Sunday mornings. I like to think it has. People will sometimes say, and please don't get this wrong, I'm not criticizing. People say, I really enjoyed your lesson. Thank you, but I don't care. I don't care if you enjoyed it. And I don't mean that negatively. Please don't take that wrong. Thank you. I'm glad you got something out of it. And I think I know what you're saying. But you know what? I don't care if you were entertained. I don't care if you liked it. What I care about is it pleasing to God, and was it delivered in truth and spirit? Was it sound doctrine? I hope and I pray every Sunday morning it's like that. Sunday evenings, I greatly appreciate you men that take time, some of you are retired, but take time from jobs and prepare lessons that are also sound doctrine every Sunday night. I know you don't do it for the thank you, but I do want to acknowledge you that it is seen. I know, or I'll put it this way, I know how much effort it takes and time it takes me to develop a sermon. It may take you that, it may just roll off of you, I don't know. I know how long it takes me, and I greatly appreciate the people that put together lessons and the men rotate on Sunday nights. I greatly appreciate it. Some people have silly thoughts of retiring. They soon come to themselves. You know, and we might all have to sit on this side of the room. His head's big enough as it is. He's got enough confidence in himself as it is. But I want to brag on Dick a little bit. We were talking recently, and he was saying, you know, God's blessed me. He had a heart attack 15, 16 years ago, and God's blessed him. And I'm paraphrasing right now. How can I not keep serving? I think it's sad to think you and Kurt are, I think, the oldest men we've got. But yet, Dick preaches once a month. He's getting ready to start teaching a class. What a great example for all of us. I appreciate you men that work full-time jobs and put together lessons, song lead, put together songs. We have Sunday morning Bible class. Sound doctrine is taught from there. Wednesday night Bible class. If you're not in the habit of coming to Sunday morning and or Wednesday night Bible class, what a great resolution. Coming up. We got New Year coming up. We're in Wednesday night. We're studying the book of Acts. Having a great study in that. Sunday morning, Dick is going to be starting next Sunday. I think he calls it Back to Basics. We've had gospel meetings. I think David Phillips is this past one was 8 or 9 in a row that he's come. Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians, this is about the only thing I can relate to Paul with. Paul seems like a Superman Christian to me. Peter I relate to. Peter the knucklehead I can relate to. Paul seems like a Superman to me. Doing things this is one of the few verses I can relate to Paul with. And I, brethren, when I came to you, did not come with excellence of speech or of wisdom, declaring to you the testimony of God. For I determined not to know anything among you except Christ, except Jesus Christ and Him crucified. I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling. And my speech and my preaching were not with persuasive words of human wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not be in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. In Acts 17, 11, when I read this verse, I think of South Valley. It's talking about the Bereans. It says, these were more fair-minded than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the word with all readiness and searched the scriptures daily to find out whether these things were so. If sound doctrine wasn't taught here, it'd be checked. It would be checked. And it would, any false teaching would be stopped immediately. We've made a good name for ourselves through our visitors. Anybody, you know, I started to say, it's kind of like a date. Visitors are kind of like, you know, I started to say anybody can have a date, but no, I didn't always get dates growing up. But a lot of people can have that first date. The key is, can you get a second date? We've had a lot of visitors that have become almost fixtures with us. That there's a few families that come a few times a year, and they are always here when they're in town. That is a sign of success. You know, we have mission support in, like Kurt said earlier today, in South Korea, Kenya, India, Mexico. We've had activities and service in our community where people, our name as Christians, our name as South Valley Church of Christ, is getting out in the community amongst other churches and so forth. Our mission support. And it was mentioned that just this past week, David Marub at the Naomi Church of Christ had 6 baptisms. In fact, I would like for you to pray. I think it's this weekend. He's requested prayers. They're having a youth gathering, a youth forum at their congregation, which he is speaking at. And what a great effort and a great influence on young people. That they're hearing the Word of God, that it's focused on the youth. In your personal prayers, remember that youth forum there at the Naomi Church of Christ in Kenya. You know, we've had David Phillips. I've lost track. I think it's 8, maybe 9 years in a row he's been here. Our ladies... Men, we got to step our game up. We really do. The ladies of our congregation, they get together regularly, and they do things. They participate in. They participated back in September at a ladies' day over at Oki, and opened doors for other congregations in town, and. They've gotten together themselves. They go to lunch. They have craft days. They, you know, they're kind of putting us men to shame, you know. But we're proud of the ladies, the name that they're making for us here at South Valley. Our community service, the serving our kids once a month, and I think it's coming up a week from Thursday. Where we bag the groceries for underprivileged kids and families. Paul wrote to the Romans, he says, first, I thank my God through Jesus Christ for you all, that your faith is spoken of throughout the whole world. There's people throughout the whole world that know of this little tiny congregation in a corner of Las Vegas, Sin City, and they know us. Hebrews 6:10, for God is not unjust to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name, in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. That can be said about us here. And last, you have grown and matured spiritually. You know, you've grown and matured physically. These kids are shooting up like weeds. You've grown in faith, in obedience, in service to God. The Apostle Peter wrote, and this is a command, by the way. This is not this would be a good thing to maybe do or add to a list if you get time. This is a command from the Apostle Peter. But also for this very reason, giving all diligence, add to your faith virtue. To virtue, knowledge. To knowledge, self-control. To self-control, perseverance. To perseverance, godliness. To godliness, brotherly kindness. And to brotherly kindness, love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. Our challenge for this coming year. When you were young, didn't 2022 seem so far off? You know, I was born in 1959. 2022 was like a space movie. Remain strong and faithful. Don't be one of those that in a year from now wonder where so-and-so is. We haven't seen them for so long. Have they fallen away? Increase your knowledge. Grow. Increase your knowledge, your faith, your attendance, your involvement. And most of all, let your light shine to others. Let people know the joy of being a Christian. If we can be of service to you for the invitation, through prayer, through if you need to repent of sin in your life, repent right now. Don't let another moment go by without repenting and changing your life and going back to God. Whatever we can do for you, if you would come forward while Frank leads us in the invitation, we will address your needs. Let's stand and sing.